Christians talk about the hope in Sri Lanka as thoughts of mortality abound. Leadership training is key to church growth in Asia, and a Christian children's ministry expands into Ethiopia. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sri Lankan government jets bombed Tamil Tiger strongholds in the east this week. The strike came after peace talks collapsed days earlier, intensifying the momentum of the civil war. Dave Garrison is the Asia regional leader for the Southern Baptist International Mission Board. He says the uncertainty is taking its toll on their team.
The bombing in Galle was such a surprise because it occurred at the complete opposite end of the country when so much of the conflict has been in the northern quarter of the country. I think that once again has underscored that this conflict is not isolated, it's not predictable.
Garrison says when death is always a threat, that prompts people to ask important questions about eternity.
We're seeing people in Sri Lanka who are having to confront their own mortality, their own uncertainty about their future. And this is a wonderful time for Christians to be able to say there is hope.
Pray that national believers would be ready and willing to seize the opportunities God puts before them. Next, the Evangelical Free Church of Lebanon is seeking emergency assistance from U.S. churches as the post-war cleanup continues. Medical and construction teams are urgently needed this month. The leadership of the church in Lebanon is scrambling to get an aid network established before the winter weather sets in. The EFC of Lebanon has assisted nearly 4,000 people with food, fuel, medical supplies, and transportation. Pray for this team as they serve as the hands and feet of Christ in Lebanon. You're listening to Mission Network News. 85% of the world's unbelievers live in Asia. As the gospel penetrates, the church is growing faster than leaders can be trained. That's resulted in cults and heresies. Asian Access's Doug Birdsall says 4 decades ago, they recognized the potential for the Asian church body and began making an investment in the future of the church in Asia.
This was a microcosm of the global church as we now know it. And the idea was to connect them, to develop them, to inspire them, to resource them as the next generation of leaders in the task of world evangelization.
Birdsall says their purpose is primarily leadership training. The secondary purpose is introducing these young leaders to the Lausanne concept.
We identify them and create the environment in which they can come together, and then we resource them. We do not own them or control them, but we simply try to enrich them. And then they're released to fulfill the ministries to which God has called them.
Meanwhile, crowds were turned away for an evangelistic event featuring high-profile athletes in the United States. Chad Bresson with CDR Radio Network files this report from Ohio.
More than 13,000 packed St. John Arena in Columbus, Ohio, to hear Ohio State football players talk about their relationship with Jesus Christ. Senior defensive lineman Joel Penton and some of his fellow Buckeyes teamed up with Athletes in Action for an evangelistic outreach called The Main Event.
We would feel so bad explaining, talking about our relationship with Christ tonight without giving you the opportunity to enter into that very same relationship.
At least 70 Central Ohio churches and ministries helped get the word out and bust in Buckeye fans to the arena to hear the gospel. From the CDR Radio Network, Chad Bresson, Mission Network News.
And Buckner Orphan Care International just expanded its adoption program to include Ethiopia. They're currently recruiting families to pioneer the program, which should be registered by next month. They're including international adoption and the renovation of a new orphanage. Buckner teams will also construct and support a school, all in an effort to glorify Christ by ministering to orphan children as they meet physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.